Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What we take umbrage is just the picture that's been painted about Aziz, his intentions, who he is as a person. I mean, quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Exactly, Nick. It is. It is, and whatever argument was put forth in the appeal yesterday, It rang on deaf ears. Aziz Alshire's suspension upheld yesterday. We'll dig into that. Welcome in, everybody, on a Thursday. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Good morning, my friend.
I might have to go full Pope Zaza this morning.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not even aware of what that means. I just go to a dark place, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's two things here. One is, okay, the appeal process. What did they do to explain why this wasn't reduced to two games the way it was with Denzel Perryman last year or what have you? But it's a hefty fine for a guy that, or a hefty suspension for a guy who's never been ejected.
And
before.
A fine when you count the salary. He's going to lose $300,000 of game
checks.
Hey,
what the hell, man?
It's a lot of money.
He gives a lot to charity.
He does, man. Yeah, he does.
I suppose. I don't know for sure.
I'm guessing he does now.
It all goes to charity, yeah. But right. Yeah, that's the whole thing about getting fined. You do get, when it's a small fine, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? I gave some money to the United Way or whatever.
Aziz,
I don't know.
Just
when
put
it's a
big
wing, fine.
He just put a wing on a children's center somewhere.
I ain't got philanthropist money.
Right.
What do you, this is not my.
It's his first big contract, man. Yeah.
Plus, the way they used to do it, you only had a specific number of charities you could choose from. They gave you a list of like 10. I don't know if it's still like that or not. So you're kind of handcuffed into who you want to give it to. You can't set up a Seth Payne Defense Fund charity, you know.
Damn.
But the other part of it is, I guess, the public fake outrage from some people. Now, I think Jaguars fans are genuinely outraged. Yeah. They think he should get this or that or whatever. But the number of people saying Aziz should be out. Trevor Lawrence is going to be out for the year. He should be out for as long as Trevor Lawrence is out. And then you find out a few hours after Trevor Lawrence is put on IR. Oh, yeah. Remember how he sucked in that game because his shoulder was injured? He's getting surgery on his shoulder.
Yeah.
He's not out 4 weeks with a head injury.
No, of course not.
If he indeed ever had one.
Right. So let's lay that out here, because there may be people tuning in that aren't totally aware of what went on yesterday.
Well, they can catch up on their own, Sean. No, I got Pope Zaza-ing to do.
I know. This is going to be a fun show. So Aziz Alshire, as we all knew, was going to appeal his suspension. The hearing was yesterday. The hearing was, these appeals are heard by former players, and evidently NFL attorneys are in the room as well. But it could have been one of four former players: Derek Brooks, Jordy Nelson, Kevin Mawai, and Ramon Foster. It wound up being randomly chosen, air quotes, Ramon Foster, former offensive lineman for the Steelers, who just so happens to currently be part of the Titans game day broadcast team.
Which was weird.
Which was met with a logical and predictable reaction by Texan fans. I chose to go glass half full and say, hey, Aziz was a Titan last year.
Right.
Ramon Foster's on the broadcast team. I'm guessing they've had several interactions. Ramon Foster is on the radio right now as we speak in Nashville on their morning show, if I'm not mistaken. He's a radio host there. So So I said, hey, man.
He went to the University of Tennessee, by the way, for anybody curious about
why he's there.
How a Steeler and whatever else.
Yep. So I thought, hey, man, he's at least going to know that Aziz is not the satanic figure he's been painted out to be by so many people through this process.
Right.
Yeah, well, he may well feel that way, but it did not translate in a reduction of Aziz Alshire's suspension. The sequence of events yesterday went like this. We found out about 1 o'clock Ramon Foster was appointed to hear the appeal. About 3 o'clock is when Trevor Lawrence was placed on IR for the rest of the year. At 5:30 is when we found out that the suspension was going to be upheld. And then 20 minutes after that, we found out, well, the reason Trevor Lawrence is going on IR is because he's getting shoulder surgery. So I don't know how much of it, like how much of the whole IR thing and maybe thinking it was a head injury that was putting him on IR factor. I have no idea. I don't know. It's an interesting sequence of events is all.
I'd be very surprised if that part of it weighed into it at all, just because I don't know. I tend to hold people in higher esteem than I should. I tend to think of people that are that actually wear suits to work and everything, and are lawyers or what have you, maybe are they don't have their phones on while they're deliberating stuff like this.
Yeah.
But then I remember, oh yeah, wait a second. No, most humans are jackasses.
Right.
There is a good chance that one of them like looked down under his desk and like got a little notification and saw, oh goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Poor Trevor Lawrence. He's a martyr. So the news that it was his shoulder and not his head that was keeping him out for 4 weeks didn't come down. Come out until after the suspension was upheld.
Yeah,
I'm buying Pope Zaza.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, Pope Zaza lasted 3 minutes. Well, yeah, you're
I
back.
Wanted to give it a good faith examination. Okay. And after my basically investigation into the matter over the course of 20 seconds,
yes.
I realized
would
that,
you
yes,
find
it's
out?
Very, very possible.
Okay. In the end, so the suspension gets upheld. Are you surprised? Are you surprised it wasn't reduced now to 2 years?
Not 100% surprised, because Denzel Perryman had his reduced from 3 to 2. The big differences in my eyes are that they obviously care way more about quarterbacks than anybody else on the field. That's got a paper trail to it. They just do the whole quarterback slide rule and everything. So Denzel Perryman was suspended for hitting a receiver. It was helmet to helmet, but it was kind of in the course of action. So, and then there was no melee afterwards. So the fact that they had cited the melee after Aziz Alshire's incident in the original punishment, I didn't think there was anything about the melee that was going to change maybe through discussion, except that I would love to hear how the fact that there were Jaguars in the original punishment, they cited that Aziz Alshire engaged with Jaguars players in the end zone, which, remember, the ball was at the 45.
Right.
So those Jaguars players weren't down there for nothing.
Right.
They weren't like checking to see if they'd lost a contact lens.
It's a good point. Yeah. It's a good
instigating
point.
Instigating mofos.
This is my
This is my complete and total divorce from the city of Jacksonville has never felt so.
It's a divorce. Lovey said it, Seth. Sometimes divorce is a good thing.
It's like when you find out that your ex-wife.
Yeah.
This is like when you're just devastated over, you know, your marriage falling apart.
Right.
And then you find out after the fact that she was a hoe the entire time.
Right.
You're like, oh, all right, good riddance.
Yeah.
Hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing. Jacksonville's been a hoe this whole time to you, as it turns out. So here's my feeling on this thing.
Turn off my Twitter notifications.
This is why I think it got upheld. I think there was a 3-game suspension. And the reason why it was 3 was because there was 1 game for the hit, 1 game for the melee afterwards, and then a 3rd game for the public outcry over this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest difference. If we're going to compare it to Denzel Perryman, you know, I think you ask the average football fan, they have no clue that Denzel Perryman got suspended at all last year, even at the time that he got suspended or what hit it was for, anything like that. This thing led First Take and Get Up and all the shows Monday afterwards and Tuesday afterwards. And then Nick Caserio's on there and they're getting clips from his press conference sticking up for Aziz. Clips from D'Amico Ryans blaming the Jacksonville sideline for their role in this. The Texans come across in this thing outside of Houston as a total heel in this thing. And by the way, I am here for the Texans being in this role. The new Texans here, that challenge the league on the uniforms behind the scenes, that are challenging the league on all sorts of things, that maybe this is the league taking out some of their frustration on the new Texans is so I don't like the league doing this, but I like the new Texans. And I think that to me is the biggest reason it's getting upheld. The optics of the hit that's been discussed on TV for 4 days now, and the league envisioning what Thursday morning is going to look like when they reduce a suspension amidst this whole player safety world that we live in now, that they're reducing this suspension from 3 to 2 games. I don't think the league wanted any of that. I don't think any of that smoke.
I do like the picture you paint of the Texans as potentially becoming almost like a the Raiders, just with a better credit rating, you know, like a Raiders franchise, except with some control over their finances.
That's what
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, they're the Raiders with less payday loans. That's what the Texans are.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much? Okay. The other conspiracy theory that's impossible to ignore, and it's going to be out there, obviously. Yeah. And you know how I love just basically demonstrating my command of Middle Eastern politics, because it's so easy.
Right.
And nothing better than jumping in, you know. I love 19-year-olds jumping in and feeling like they've got the Middle East all figured out.
Right.
What about the Free Palestine part of it?
The
all?
Shoes?
On his cleats and everything. I think it's impossible to avoid. There's going to be discussion about it. And honestly, I plead ignorance. Ignorance is in trying to, you know, figure out the dynamics of anything involving Israel and Palestine.
This is not me absolving the league of it being a possibility. I think there's I think there's enough there. I think the league feels like
individual bias by somebody with like even one or two single people within the league office, perhaps.
Maybe. You know? I don't know. I think it's
for those of you who don't know, Aziz Alshire was wearing my cause my cleats, and he had his cleats that said Free Palestine.
Right. So those were his cleats. I think. Okay, so let's pretend this was Jake Hansen who laid the hit down on Trevor Lawrence, the late hit.
And he had Free Palestine on his cleats?
No. And he had whatever his cause and his cleats were on there. And they suspend him for 3 games because he's going haywire afterwards. He does the exact same thing as Aziz Alshire does, and they suspend him for 3 games. I think the league, my guess is for what they're trying, the message they're trying to send, they feel like Aziz could have been wearing cleats about breast cancer. I think they feel like there's enough there to give him 3 games. You know, that's my feeling. I'm thinking about
the breast cancer thing now. That's
you know, anything but what he had. I think the
problem is, and this is where it's frustrating. It is there are look on paper. When you look at it, you take all your emotion out of it. There is a part of it that makes a lot of sense. You know, like just the way they cite it on paper and everything. The interesting part of it, though, is that they do, in trying to say they're sending out, you know, they want to prevent this type of behavior, they've largely ignored it in terms of severity of punishment for Aziz Alshire.
Yes.
And then they go from 0 to 60 immediately.
Three's too many.
Having been suspended to that, right?
Three is ridiculous. That's based on precedent and what we've seen in hits like this before, plays maybe not identical hits, but plays that were just as violent or air quotes dirty. The 3 is too many games.
I think this is the problem though too. I honestly think the melee afterwards, as it was cited in the original punishment, I wonder how much that would have changed, or maybe they could have reduced it if Aziz hadn't punched a dude in the head on the sideline after he hit Caleb Williams legally.
They cited him grabbing a face mask also and dragging a guy to the ground.
So in like last in 2 weeks ago in the Titans game, it was a pretty egregious late hit. You know, there was like that wasn't even close. Like he was totally but when Aziz started the motion to hit that guy, he was headed on a trajectory to hit him way out of bounds, you know. So that's I get that part of it.
Three's too many still. Three, that's where I come back to. Like, what's the explanation for 3? and why is this falling on deaf ears with the NFL? So we'll talk about that. Text
in. And the other part, well, the whole QB slide thing and whether it's like Trevor was obvious. I feel like Trevor should have gotten up and defended his actual sliding to try to get to the first down marker. He was trying to have his cake and eat it too.
He should have shown up at the appeal.
Safety was not the only thing on Trevor Lawrence's mind.
No.
He wasn't thinking like, I need to do everything I can to be safe here. He also wanted to get his first down.
5 Hour Energy fan line. If you want to weigh in, 5 Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Up next, Texans reaction to this. The Texans players, what are they saying on social media about this? What's the plan now with Azeez Alshire for sure out 3 games? We'll hear from Nick Caserio on that. Stay there.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I think when you add it all up, man, when you add up the fact the league is upholding this suspension for Azeez Alshire, D'Amico Ryan's tact in his press conferences since then, the people outside of Houston, maybe even some in Houston, but definitely outside of Houston, didn't like how much he dragged the Jaguars' conduct into this. I know around the league, around the country, Nick Caserio's comments making the rounds defending Azeez Alshire.
Yeah.
The Texans and Azeez himself posting this yesterday on all of his social media platforms. Picture of him, picture of the Joker, and a caption that said, if you want me to be your villain, I'll be your villain. See you soon. He posted that after the league upheld the suspension, the 3-game suspension. You heard us bumping in with NWO music there. I think the Texans should lean into this heel persona right now, man.
Oh yeah, the anti-hero kind of, yes. Just the old Oakland Raiders style.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
It's in honor of John Matusek, a guy that started off in Houston and ended up having to be himself off with the Raiders. That was back when it was in L.A., right?
That was the first Oakland trip.
That was when, so I feel like, this is almost like writing history.
Yep.
Getting the best out of, hey, instead of John Matusek leaving the city, you can have a bunch of John Matuseks right here on the team. In an era when it's even more frowned upon to be the dark and evil, the old school player.
I need
who also does a lot of recreational drugs on the side.
Maybe. I need Azeez Alshire up in the rafters at the Miami game in week 15 with his face painted like the Crow, with big black trench coat on and a baseball bat just ready to come down from the rafters like Sting back in the day on WCW.
Getting the baseball bat into the building is going to be the tricky thing.
He can get it into the building. He knows the different secret passageways and things like that.
All you have to do is
Seth, it's the Texans building. They're heels. They'll let him bring the bat into
the
building.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if he didn't want to involve them too directly in it, he could just have a drone carry the bat in there when the roof is open at
good
night.
Good call.
And stash it right there.
Good call. Azeez Alshire's teammates are reacting to the upholding of the suspension. Yeah.
Wait, though. That's an awesome idea.
What?
Just go ahead and do that. Like, the Texans aren't allowed to have contact with him.
Right.
So he could go to a game, but allowing him up into the rafters is the tricky part, because then they would be complicit in it. So you got to figure out a way to do it through a third party.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the people that work for the Texans during the game. I know a lot of people from the Texans listen to our show.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Azeez up in the rafters might be a pretty badass thing.
So Payne and Pendergast have two requests for the Miami game. One, Azeez Alshire up in the rafters, painted up like a crow with a baseball bat. That's my personal request. And number two, the building needs to be 35 degrees. It needs to be refrigerated. That's all we're asking, Texans. Okay, you got 2 weeks to figure this thing out. It's the bye week. You got plenty of time. So we need Azeez painted up in the rafters with a bat, and we need the building to be so cold that Tua's like, I'm chilly. Ooh.
What if we have him also with a mock AR-15 water gun? But he's got an orange tip on it and everything.
So
it's
they
got
know,
an orange tip.
They know, or like a Nerf dart gun or whatever. Like, that's like bright green.
I'd prefer the AR-15.
Okay.
So everything except the orange tip. Just the tip. Little game I like to play. Just up there with the orange tip. Okay, nothing bad's going to happen. It's just a toy.
So Azeez's teammates are reacting on social media to this. I had to look up I had to look up who some of these guys are. I mean, I know who they all are in the Texans. Some of them have Instagram IDs that you're not sure who this is, right? Bigfish_54. I'm like, okay, who's number 54 on the Texans? And why? That's Jared Patterson is 54. Oh, this is Blake Fisher, who's got his college number on there. He posted as a comment, Seth, on Aziz Alshire's I'm going to be the villain post.
Yeah.
He posted four blue heads facing right, and you can see that they're speaking. They've got the lines coming out of their mouth. I looked this up. Kids, I know you're a little frustrated. You're screaming at the radio or your phones on the Odyssey app saying, Sean, what that means is, I looked it up, it's a silhouette of a person speaking, and the context is you're shouting something right there. So my guess is that's just Blake Fisher shouting something at Aziz Alshire. That's my hunch.
Like,
hey, buddy, I got you. Sean. Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought it might be a little more. I thought they might give me a little more.
Oh, there might be more to it.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true.
I mean, I know what it is. Like,
Exactly. You're exactly right.
I thought there might be like, you know.
You got to be careful on the social media streets. You never know when you're actually like endorsing something despicable or something.
Right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Remember that brief period of time where if you made the okay sign that you were like, it meant, and I'm like, no, nah, I'm going to keep doing it. Sorry. The thumbs up. Sure. Go ahead. Try to take it from my cold, dead okay sign hand. So, yeah.
My son James used to do that in every picture before it became a thing. Like,
he was doing the punch you game, like the whole,
I guess.
That's the other thing. People, the circle game where if you catch somebody looking at the circle you make below your waist, you get punched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People tried to take pictures of that and turn it into some kind of,
yeah,
I don't know, white supremacy thing or something.
Joe Mixon says, don't worry about it, pimp. We're going to step for you on me, and gives the old salute, like half a head with the salute thing. Kamari Lassiter, still stepping. Only one _Nico Suave. And I had to look this one up, like, okay, who is... Only one _Nico Suave posting three batteries on Instagram. That would be Jimmy Ward. He is only one _Nico Suave.
Okay. Well, when you said at first, when I hear Nico Suave, I'm thinking of course that's Nico Collins. But
correct.
He spells N-E-K-O.
Yes, he spells it N-E-K-O. That's right. That's right. Will Anderson Jr., 10 toes behind you, Cap, with the salute emoji after it.
Does it surprise you that, Will Anderson Jr. is the one who's got the most that's just like his normal? It's Will.Anderson Jr.
It's not surprising at all.
The middle, all business. There you go.
All business. Okay. His message is one that's very clear. I don't have to go look up what the emoji means or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will.Anderson Jr., blue check mark, 10 toes behind you, Cap, salute emoji. We're going through the reaction to the Aziz Alshire suspension with his teammates. Henry Toa Toa has four of the emojis where the guy's blowing smoke out of his nose. That emoji right there.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Henry Toa Toa, when he gets angry, it doesn't matter who you better get. Just steer clear. He'll hit anybody and everything.
Whatever's in his way.
I like Aziz is probably like, all right, Henry, slow down a little.
Yeah.
Don't go popping off on me like Jimmy Ward. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, Henry Toa, you know who knows that better than anybody? Only one _Nico Suave. He got the brunt of a Henry Toa Toa hit on Sunday against the Jags. Chris Boyd, straight up, you rocking, I'm rolling, with a bunch of emojis, including some flexes afterwards. Get down or lay down. That's Scoobzilla 3.
Who's Scoobzilla? Wait, let me, Scoobzilla 3?
You're going to be here a while, bro.
Okay, who is it?
Jamal Hill.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Boy, you'd have to get to the inactive.
I would have been there a long time.
Yeah, I just wanted to save our audience from you guessing who Scoobzilla 3 is.
Yeah.
Brevin Jordan. Hey, Brevin,
Nine.
I forgot about you. Brevin says,
And then with a Z, 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 Z.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You knew Titus Howard was going to weigh in. Yes, sir.
You know what? No, I didn't know Titus was because I never, he kind of took a break from, he either deleted or suspended his X account.
His X account. He's off X right now. He must still be on Instagram because he commented on this.
I'd recommend that lots of NFL players get off X. That's where you and I spend most of our time, and we can tell you it's the most toxic of a social media platform.
Yes, yeah. Yes, no doubt. And then the last one was Jawar Jordan, who's back on the Texans. I believe he's on the practice squad. Yazzies. Yazzies with two fire emojis afterwards. So teammates have his back. Where do they go from here on Sunday and in these next three games? Here was Nick Caserio on Texans All Access. What do you do now at linebacker with Aziz out?
Yeah, we do, and we've had to play a few games without him here this season because of injuries. So Henry's logged a lot of snaps. Neville's had his opportunity to play. Devin White's had some snaps. We'll see where we are with Christian Harris in terms of getting him back in the fold. So whoever we have, we'll make it work. But overall, that room, like, we feel we have a lot of depth. Jake Hansen is another player. I mean, he's made more of a contribution in the kicking game. But when Jake's had to play defensively, he's gone in there and given us some snaps. And Delshawn also has experience playing. So we'll figure out what we have to do and try to make it work. Kind of the one new addition potential. Potentially would be Christian, you know, if we get him back, which there's a possibility that will happen. So whatever we got to do, we'll make the most of it.
All right, the most significant thing from that cut right there is the two proactive mentions of Christian Harris's availability. Would you agree with that? Nick Caserio, unprompted, mentioned Christian Harris not once but twice about the possibility of him coming back.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling more and more optimistic about that. Yeah, I think that it seems like this is a classic kind of like Kyle Tucker situation with Kyle Tucker it was lower leg as well, you know, and it ended up he had a break, but just it gets finicky and tricky between the knee and the ankle. Everything gets just sometimes it takes longer to recover. So when they tried to bring Christian Harris a couple times during training camp, then and he kept having setbacks, I'm guessing that they just said, all right, we got to just be super conservative and wait until we know for sure. So I'm guessing, and 100% guess, based on just what people have said about the way Christian Harris has been walking and everything over the last month or so, I'm guessing he's been feeling good for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm allowing myself to think that Christian Harris is going to come back for the Miami game. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I am too. Text message, 5-hour energy fan line. Sean, the emoji that Blake Fisher left with the four people talking basically just means preach or talk your bleep. So that's what that means. So that it does have a secondary meaning there. A lot of people texting in on the Aziz thing. Sean, it means say it louder. Ha 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 ha. Okay, don't laugh at me that I didn't know exactly what the blue head screaming things meant. Okay?
Say it louder. That's the other thing. People love to act like, no, it only means this one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Using pictographs gotcha.
Text message.
It's cave writing on a wall. You don't know what it always means for sure.
It's
damn it.
Modern day hieroglyphics.
These kids might be something. You have reference to something inside or yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hieroglyphics. Thank you. That's what I was.
Text message. Seems like this could galvanize the team. Hopefully, positively on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know what the ripple effect will be on this team's ability to score points. I do feel like I'm glad they're getting a bye week, Seth. They need it. We all need it, I think, at this point, late in the season. There is a part of me, though, that wishes they were playing Sunday just because of how fresh this thing is. You know what I mean? Like, you got a whole week to sit down with the Aziz suspension.
Yeah, out and really feel like, oh, all right, that's how it is, huh? Yeah.
From that standpoint, I'd rather they be playing in 3 days than 10 days from now. You know, it may wear off by then. You know, whatever it is they're feeling right now. But
so the prospect of, I mean. The timing of it all is just atrocious, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when you're thinking, all right, you've been missing Christian Harris this entire time. Henry Toa has improved in so many regards from last year. But Christian Harris, I think athletically and in terms of everything else, he's a little bit further ahead and he's a better option in a lot of ways. So having Aziz Alshire, Christian Harris, and at times also Henry Toa out there was going to be really nice. That is a nice thing to have when you face the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Ravens.
Yes.
But it would also be this. I hate that the league gets away with now having, okay, well, the precious, like, God, Joe, wrap him in bubble wrap. Tua Tagovailoa. Oh gosh, please don't let him get injured. He doesn't have to face Aziz Alshire, and then Lamar Jackson and
Mahomes.
And Mahomes also, obviously.
Yeah, you do wonder if that factored in. And they're never going to say that, what you said factors in. But let's put it this way. I think there's a better chance, like, of the things they can't say factored into upholding a 3-game suspension. You brought up Aziz's cleats before and his messages, Free Palestine message on his cleats. I think there's a better chance that Tua, Mahomes, and Lamar being the next three quarterbacks may have factored into something like that, maybe than or as good a chance maybe as the cleats of things that they're never going to say factored into a 3-game suspension.
The other part, people had this question And kind of like when people were asking about whether the melee afterwards would be a factor, people asked whether Caserio and D'Amico basically taking defiant stances on this as well publicly, if that would have weighed into it.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very possible, but I just don't know the composition of the room. It's Ramon Foster, but it's also a bunch of NFL lawyers, lawyer types in there.
Yes.
And I never know exactly what their marching orders are.
Yeah. Yeah.
The appeal.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour for sure. Like what could have factored in to the three-game suspension being upheld. So we'll get to that. We got headlines to get to as well. Rockets back in action tonight. There was another suspension in the NFL yesterday that I just got a chuckle out of. We'll get to that and a whole lot more as well. And headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, today's headlines. We'll start with the Texans. Azeez Alshire's suspension upheld. It'll be three games. The appeal was heard by former player Ramon Foster, who just so happens to be a radio personality and part of the Titans game day broadcast team up in Nashville.
He theoretically maybe had some interactions, or at least obviously very much watched him very closely last year. But then it becomes almost like a Pat Beverly situation where I wonder when Pat Beverly is on the Rockets, you're all for, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I love the guy. And then once he's gone from the Rockets, you kind of feel like, all right, Pat, you know, dial it back every now and then.
Yep.
Hey, what up, man?
Yeah.
That's what I always say. Yeah.
so they upheld the suspension. My personal feeling on it is the league upheld this suspension. They weren't going to listen to any arguments about precedent or, you know, how often hits like this happen. I'm not absolving Azeez of the nature of the hit. I myself said yesterday, Seth, I would have given him a one-game suspension just based on the totality of the scene on Sunday, you know, including the stuff post-hit. I also would have actually punished a few of the Jaguars with some fines as well. The league, it sounds like, didn't see fit to do that. I think the reason this thing's being upheld for three games is based in very large part to the public outcry that there would have been had it been reduced from three games. The viewing public of the NFL has been gassed up for the last 3 days on debate shows outside of Houston, whatever it may be, about how this was the worst hit ever. Mad Dog Russo yesterday is on ESPN screaming that Azeez Alshire should be suspended for the rest of the year. He was looking for Nick Caserio to get suspended. Yeah. Just crazy. So I think that's the big reason, man. Like, I think in this era of player safety that we're in, they did not want the smoke over reducing a suspension that concussed I'm not going to say one of the league's best players, but he's one of the probably better known players in the league, right?
Are we talking about Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, no, I said
certainly not. I know. Yeah, he was awful. He was awful
right.
That game. Yeah.
But he is a high profile player in the league.
He's high profile. Yeah. He's got flowing golden locks, and he was really, really good in college. He's largely been a disappointment in the NFL.
Yeah.
And, constantly people debating whether it's Doug Peterson's fault or the GM's fault or anything else like that. But he was also really bad in that game and then ends up yesterday, you know, it gets announced that he's getting put on IR. And immediately the national media are up in arms over, oh, Azeez Alshire is only going to get three games, where Trevor Lawrence is going to be out with this. He's going to be out with this concussion for the year.
And
then after the suspension is upheld, it's revealed, oh, by the way, he's on IR because he has to have shoulder surgery.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which was obvious that he was an inept and incapable quarterback with a, by the way, this is the other thing I've always had against Trevor Lawrence. Dude, you're an NFL quarterback. You got to be good when you're injured. And it's just a constant litany of like, yes, but he had a strained calf. Oh, wait, no, but he had a shoulder. It was a separated shoulder in his non-throwing shoulder. Dude, people, defensive linemen play with separated shoulders.
Here comes Pope Zaza. Seth.
Yeah, it's an extremely painful injury, but that largely is all about pain tolerance.
Right.
It really doesn't affect you as long as you're man enough to fight through the pain. And Trevor Lawrence clearly isn't man enough to fight through the pain.
No.
As he's demonstrated through multiple other minor injuries that every quarterback has and plays through. Those dudes are injured all the time. Sean, you go into an NFL training room on a Monday – And by midway through the season, the quarterback is typically in there looking like the damn Michelin man.
Yeah.
Just all wrapped up with ice on half his body parts. So, yeah, this was he's on IR because of his shoulder, not because of his head, you idiot.
Yeah, yeah. No, that chain of events yesterday didn't do Aziz any favors. So the suspension is upheld. We'll talk more about where the Texans go from here. The back and forth between the Jags and the Texans over this has been interesting. Doug Peterson spoke about DeMeco Ryans yesterday. We'll get to that at 7 o'clock. Rockets tonight in San Francisco to take on the Warriors. No Draymond, no Steph tonight, Seth. Steph? Why did they have to have Steph and Seth back-to-back for me right here?
Yeah.
No Draymond, calf injury. No Steph Curry, knee management is what it's being framed as.
Rockets also a franchise that has very recently lashed out against the league in which they play.
This is Udoka. Fun having teams that are, you know, in the crosshairs a little bit.
And they've taken on the personality of Udoka in so many ways, and they're legitimately good on defense. So many things about this team that are not phantom improvements.
Right.
And, you know, you got to play the whole season, obviously. And, but, I mean, even as they've been playing through the banged-up center position right now, they've faced tests, and they are tough, and Udoka's not going to back down.
They're deep, too, and I think that's the big thing. When their depth got touted at the beginning of the year and they got off to a bit of a slow start, certainly slower than where they're at now, you know, they're 15-7 now, and they were touting their depth in the preseason, and I'm like, well, wait, slow down. It's only depth if they're all good players. If you just have a bunch of guys that are the same skill level, but you're winning 31 games out of 82, that's not depth. That's you need more good guys. I think the evidence early on here is, no, this is a deep team. Like, there's no one guy, or even two guys, I think, that if they lost for an extended period of time, that all of a sudden the team's going to crater. Like,
it's going to fall apart, and they're going to be in dust, right?
Yeah, like, San Antonio loses Wembanyama, and it's... I mean, they're already not that great, but, you know, like they lose him, it's curtains. So I think that's good. You know, maybe Van Vliet, just because of the floor general aspect that he brings, you know, all of a sudden you'd have Reed Shepard playing 32 minutes a night, and he's clearly not ready for that. So he might be the only one. But good on the Rockets, man. 15-7, no Steph Curry, no Draymond Green. Should be a win tonight in San Francisco. Go get it. Bounce back from that game against Sacramento. There was another suspension in the NFL yesterday. For you Texan fans out there, and I was not one of them, that wanted to trade for Diontae Johnson. Remember right before the trade deadline where there were wide receivers going at discount prices? And I wanted them to trade for one of those wide receivers given the rates they were going at. You know, DeAndre Hopkins for a 5 or a 4 or whatever it was. You know, Amari Cooper for a 3. Like, okay, well, this looks like there's some bargain bin stuff going on. Diontae Johnson went from the Panthers to the Ravens for like a day 3 pick swap, and there were a lot of Texan fans like, Nick, what are you doing? You're letting Diontae Johnson go to the Ravens without acknowledging the fact that Diontae Johnson is a bit of a turd, and he has been everywhere he's been. He was suspended yesterday by the Ravens for conduct detrimental to the team. Apparently, he refused to go into the game against the Eagles on Sunday. He's only played 39 snaps in 4 games for the Ravens. So he's playing the requisite number of snaps you would think for a guy who was traded for a 5th for a 6th pick swap.
Yeah, the guys that are out there, I always try to keep this in mind. The guys who are out there who have name brand appeal but who aren't being picked up by any other teams, I try not to get too worked up. Going back to Earl Thomas, remember when everybody wanted, like, somehow... Go back to 2021 or 2020.
It was the COVID year. It was when O'Brien was still the coach. It was in the first month of the season.
And, you know, there was a report that Earl Thomas wanted to come here, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Earl Thomas was a guy who had been voted off of the Ravens.
The year before,
By the players.
His teammates.
So it was, where there's smoke, there's fire, and if every other team in the league isn't eager to sign a guy who's got name brand appeal, then I don't get too worked up over it.
Yep. So Diontae Johnson suspended for 1 game for refusing to go into a game. Connor Wegman into the transfer portal, Seth, as an honorary Aggie.
Oh.
He's not the starting quarterback anymore. Reed is, but Connor Wegman into the transfer portal for you Aggies out there. And shout out to Mattress Mack. He put up a video yesterday on social media. He's going in for open heart surgery next Tuesday. Is the 10th is Tuesday, right? Yeah, next Tuesday. So Prayers up to Mattress Mac. He put up a video. He's classic Mac in the video, man. He's got that same energy level, but he's been dealing with some medical issues. So open heart
PSA,
surgery.
PSA, by the way,
Mac,
for a PSA for the young men in our audience. Listen, heart disease is something that usually, you know, you get up to max age. It starts in your 20s. It actually starts even before that. Don't mess around with it. It's just, I know, everybody's always telling you all the time, like, think about your future and everything. Just pay attention to your numbers when you're in your 20s. That's when the plaque starts accumulating.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get into your 50s or 60s and all of a sudden realize, all the fast food I ate in the 20s really.
It was so good, though. It tasted really good at the time. I'm not going to lie.
In moderation.
Of course.
It's still not that, obviously, but, you know.
I had an era that...
Eat nothing but wheatgrass and whey protein, but whatever.
Yeah.
But at the very least, in moderation.
Yeah, you know? No, in moderation. Because I did have an era that lacked moderation, and I will say, it tasted good then, too. But yes, good call, Pope Zaza. Get it checked. Thank
you. Pope Zaza cares about the people.
He does. He does. All right, 7 o'clock
Except
hours.
For Trevor Lawrence.
That's very evident.
I hope Trevor Lawrence is eating a Big Mac right now.
7 of them, yep.
7 of them, right, yep. Yeah. Overindulging in Big Macs.
Yes. All right, into the 7 o'clock hour we go. Back and forth with the head coaches. D'Amico Ryans had something to say about the Jags. What did Doug Peterson think about D'Amico Ryans' tack? J.J. Watt weighing in on the Aziz suspension as well. We'll do non-Aziz suspension stuff in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We'll get into the Texans, the bye week, and some reasons why I am already taking the over on the Texans for wins in 2025. I will tell you what those are coming up next.